KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 10 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today, partly cloudy skies, a high of 33. Winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour, a chance of light snow or flurries tonight, a low of 28. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 6:25 p.m. Friday of 42-year-old Richard Allen Straw from Red Oak. Straw was taken into custody for driving while suspended. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $566. The Lenox and Griswold School District Boards of Education held a special joint board meeting this past Wednesday evening to discuss and act on a continuation of the shared superintendent agreement and for Lenox an individual contract with Superintendent Dave Hendricks, who says that
they just spent some time talking about, you know, how things are going and about the possibility of an extension for next year. And the end result was both boards unanimously agreed to continue the sharing agreement for another year with no changes to the agreement.
The Lenox School Board then addressed Hendricks' individual contract.
I committed last year that if this continued another year, I would not ask for a raise. So the Lenox Board unanimously approved my individual contract for 2021, with the only change being increased in whatever health insurance premiums happen. We've not got those renewal rates yet, so we don't know the amount. And Griswold did not vote on that because Lenox holds my contract, so it's not their place or position to do that. However, they provided input to the Lenox Board, and they fully supported the renewal of my contract.
Dave Hendricks, the biggest thing for him with regard to the shared superintendent agreement is the quality of people who make up the administrative team.
And I have great people at both districts that support me greatly. Without that, I couldn't do it. I know that. Maybe other people could, but I could not. So I'm very fortunate to have the people that I have at both schools.
The superintendent says it's important for people to understand why those districts are sharing a superintendent.
Probably the main reason why both districts do this is a financial standpoint. This qualifies for operational sharing dollars, which means both districts get an additional 8 students worth of funding, which is approximately $56,000. So again, that's both districts get that. So Lenox gets $56,000 a year, Griswold gets $56,000 a year, and then all my salary and benefits costs are split in half. So when you do those comparisons, financially, the sharing agreement benefits both districts about $110,000 each per year. So again, in theory, after next year, which would be year 5, that means both schools have benefited about $500,000 to date.
In other news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Council Bluffs man had been taken into custody Thursday morning at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse on a valid warrant through the state of Iowa. 35-year-old Nolan Lee Al-Jadu was wanted on a warrant for harassment in the first degree, threatening forcible felony. His bond was set at $2,000. And a man being held at the Lincoln, Nebraska Diagnostic and Evaluation Center was transported to the Pott County Jail Thursday afternoon on a felony state of Iowa warrant. The warrant charges 21-year-old Marlon Elvidio Martinez Lopez with 6 counts of sexual abuse in the third degree, forcible rape, first offense, involving a victim 14 or 15 years of age. No other information was released. Pott County Corrections staff took custody of Martinez Lopez without incident and booked him into the jail. Officials of the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative have announced the winners of the 2020 Healthiest State Annual Awards. Those winners were recognized for their efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of their students, employees, and fellow Iowans. Among the winners in one of the 6 categories was the City of Manning, which was announced as the winner of the 2020 Healthy Hometown, powered by Wellmark Community Award. That award was presented Thursday, February 6th, and came with a $5,000 monetary prize. Jamie Haberl, a State Health Initiative Executive Director, said, "It's our honor to recognize our winners in these well-deserved awards. The work they have done to create environments that support healthy choices in their respective sectors is innovative and impactful," and she congratulated all of the winners. Each was awarded a monetary prize, as mentioned, to continue their work focused on improving the health and well-being of their employees, students, or citizens. The Healthiest State Annual Awards were sponsored by Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Hy-Vee Incorporated, Nemours, and the Health Partners Unity Point Health. To learn more about the State Healthiest Initiative, you can go to iowahealthieststate.com on the web. Well, the Marnie Community Club is holding its annual chili contest this Sunday at the Marnie Community Center. At the same time, the annual men's pie baking contest will be held. Judging for both contests will be people's choice. Anyone interested in entering the chili contest should bring a gallon crock pot of chili to the Marnie Community Center by 6 p.m. on Sunday. The same goes for entering the men's pie contest. There are no fees for entering. Trophies for both chili and pie winners are on display at the Marnie Community Center, and the first place winners' names will be added to their respective trophy. Everyone is welcome to join the fun, either as a participant or a judge. Come to Marnie and share a meal. The main course will be, of course, chili. Bring a potluck salad to share, if you would, please, and pie for dessert. Beverages will be provided. Well, a house fire in Sioux City has left two people dead and one critically injured. Firefighters were called to the home Thursday and found residents of the main floor of the rental home outside. While extinguishing the fire and searching the basement, firefighters found three people and rushed them to the hospital, where two of them died. Those killed were identified Friday as 57-year-old Andrew Godverson and 24-year-old Jessica Fisher, both of Sioux City. Man injured was 26-year-old Juan Galarza of Sioux City. The fire marshal said investigators didn't find any working smoke alarms in that home. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections report prison inmate 39-year-old Justin Lee DeWitt of North Liberty died Friday afternoon at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. The cause of his death was yet to be determined. An autopsy will be performed by the Johnson County Medical Examiner. DeWitt was arrested on June 27th of 2016 for allegedly attempting to hire a hitman, to kill his former business associate, the associate's wife, and two children who were then ages 2 and 4. He began serving a 35-year sentence for multiple counts of attempted murder and solicitation to commit murder. His sentencing began July 27th of 2018. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Dean Williams, age 80, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Dean Williams will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Luella Hansen, age 88, of Walnut, died Monday at the Peace Haven Retirement Home. Funeral services for Luella Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Edna Paulson, age 98, of Harlan, died Sunday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Edna Paulson will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip Ward Madsen, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Peace Haven Retirement Home in Walnut. Funeral services for Philip Madsen will be this afternoon at 1:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lucille Reniger, age 97, of Manning, died January 31st. Funeral services for Lucille Reniger will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Thelma Louise Moorhead, age 98, of Casey, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Services for Thelma Moorhead will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ronald Booth, age 71, of Messina, died Friday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ronald Booth will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Beverly Cavanaugh, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Beverly Cavanaugh will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died Monday at her home. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be held on Friday at from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Exira Event Center. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.